Randy Merriman, can I help you, please?
Randy, my name is Roy D. Mercer. Listen, I was in y'all's shop and bought me some foam sealer.
Uh-huh.
I was using that this morning to seal up some windows.
Uh-huh.
And we're keeping my mother-in-law's little Pekingese dog. It's Labor G. Robinson, he's called it, and he was down there, and I put that foam can down. It's one of them things with a trigger on it.
Uh-huh.
And that thing stuck, and that little dog was down there, and he got to laughing at it, and I didn't see it, and it foam sealed his mouth shut down there.
Uh-huh.
And he had it stopped up nose, and the little thing, I guess he drowned in his own snot down there, Randy.
He did.
I tell you what I need, my mother-in-law ain't gonna be back in town till Saturday. She's kinda old, and I don't think, you know, it'd make a whole lot of difference if we just had that dog taxidermy.
How big a boy are ya? Say you wanna whoop my behind.
How big a boy are ya?
Can you call me up? You sound like you're losing your mind.
How big a boy are ya?
You want money from me for something that I didn't do.
How big a boy are ya?
Yeah, I'll be home all day sitting here waiting on you.
I'm sorry, sir. We wouldn't be able to help you.
Pay for that.
No, we wouldn't be able to help you in any way.
Well, why not?
Sir, I'm sorry, but that's not our responsibility if you laid the can down.
Well, I set it down right there, and the trigger stuck on it, and it foamed all out there.
Okay, but it still wouldn't be our responsibility.
Bull butter.
Well, it would, sir.
I guarantee you, how'd you like me just come down there and whoop your ass?
Well, sir, I don't think that would be a proper thing to do either.
Well, I'm bound and determined to get the situation took care of, and I think we could do it for about $300 in taxidermy.
I'm sorry, sir.
That was a prize pay.
How big a boy are you? You say you want to whoop my behind.
How big a boy are you?
Can you call me up? You sound like you're losing your mind. You want money from me for something that I didn't do?
How big a boy are you?
Yeah, I'll be home all day sitting here waiting on you.
How big a boy are you?
I'm a pretty big old boy.
Right now, I tell you, and I'm not sure how long it's going to stay good. I got him in the freezer right next to the push pops over there.
Uh-huh.
But I need about $300 to get him taxidermy.
Well, I wish I could help
you. So you just get ready to make me out a check for three. How long are you going to be there?
I'm going to be here all evening this evening, sir.
How big a boy are you?
You say you want to whoop my behind.
How big a boy are you?
Can you call me up? You sound like you're losing your mind. You want money from me for something that I didn't do? Yeah, I'll be home all day sitting here waiting on you.
I'm going to tell you to pick up a $300 check, or I'm going to give you about $300 worth of pop knots on your head. Yeah?
That's the best story that I've ever heard in my life.
I think it's one of the best I ever heard, too.
Hey, Randy.
Yeah.
This here is Roy D. Mercer from up in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay.
How big a boy are you?
You heard me giggling when I was laughing the first time,
well,
didn't
it,
you?
It ain't
I couldn't take it much more.